there was a few sacks. I think we had maybe 3 or 4 sacks in a 90-plus play scrimmage. And you know, the running game, there was not a lot of room in the run game. You know, we need to do a better job blocking that up. But they're making progress. They're making progress.
It looked as full as it's been in a while.
It's full, yeah, because when we have Saturdays, we have the if you're a surgery guy or a guy that can't play at all during spring, we send you to the academic center during the week. But on Saturdays, everybody's here. So it looked a little more full than it's no different than it has been. It just looked more because of those guys.
T-Boney made some nice plays.
He did, yeah, and that's what we need. I mean, that was something that we lacked last year. It was that playmaking ability on the outside. And we saw some of that today between Rep and T-Boney. Now, Kyle Foulkes, he's going to be a playmaker for us. He missed some opportunities today. He had a couple chances to make plays, and he's got to capitalize on those. But as a whole, the receiver group has made progress these last 3 weeks.
Do you have to have a go-to wide receiver in the Pac-12?
No, I don't think you have to. But you got to have a couple guys, at least, that that you have a lot of confidence in and you know can make the plays where they have to be made. And, you know, whether that's just one guy or 2 or 3 guys that can do it. But I don't believe you have to have a guy that's you know, the guy every time in that situation.
Corey Bullet Bird's in a boot. Is that serious or minor?
You know, he'll miss the rest of spring as well. I should have mentioned that. And a big pitcher there shouldn't be a problem either. But it's something that we've got to address right now, which will preclude him from finishing spring.
Now, PETA had 3.5 tackles for loss, 2 sacks. He was obviously big on
PETA.
He's
a big play guy. He's going to be an instrumental part of our defense this fall. He was a guy that did a good job for us last year. You know, as far as the amount of reps he got and the production he gave, he should have got more reps, but he'll get those reps this year.
You mentioned that you're not generating turnovers in the back end. Are you getting the looks you want and you're just getting drops, or what's happening?
Yeah, I think the quarterbacks did a nice job protecting them. First of all, there hasn't been a lot of opportunity and a lot of work. They've done a nice job with their decision making. But it's not only to take the interceptions, we got to get the ball out. We got to strip the ball out of from the ball carriers, and we're not doing that as well as we did last year. Not yet.
Count 3 weeks down, 2 to go.
Yeah.
Where are you sitting?
I think we're in good shape. You know, we came out of this healthy, a few bumps and bruises. It was nearly 100 plays. We'll have about the same scenario next week. Next week is a critical. Next week is probably the most important scrimmage of the spring. It always is, the scrimmage prior to the spring game. And then the spring game itself should be entertaining. And we'll get a look at a lot of guys and see who can make plays when they get their opportunities.
Now that you're down to 2 quarterbacks, are you going to split the reps the rest of camp?
Or? With those 2 guys. They'll get every rep, those 2 guys, and they'll get equal reps with the ones and the twos. So not every, you know, they're not going to have just one guy with the ones constantly and one guy with the twos. It'll be a mixture.
So there won't be an opportunity to separate over these next 2 weeks?
Sure there will, with those 2 guys. Yeah, but like I said, Troy is still going to be on the pitch come fall camp. He's still going to get his opportunity, regardless of what happens these next 2 weeks.
With the turnovers, is it kind of a double-edged sword for you? Because you want the defense to force them, but you don't want the offense
Everything in spring is a double-edged sword. You know, if the running game is looking good for the O, that means the run defense is not looking good. And everything is in that same scenario. If we're not take care of the ball on offense, that's bad for them, but good for the D if they're getting takeaways and vice versa. So there's not anything that goes on out here in spring that's not exactly that situation.
You talked about wanting receivers to catch contested passes. It seemed like actually tight ends today, every time there was sort of 50-50 situation, they were really...
They made some plays, yeah. We talked about Wally already, and Hample made some plays. And we're excited to get Ciale and Evan back. You know, they're the guys that have played a lot for us that are not in spring. And so we think we're going to have a strong tight end group this year, and they're going to be hopefully a major factor in what we're doing.
Do you think having Freddie has kind of changed maybe how any of those guys view their roles on the field?
I don't know. You know, Freddie has done a nice job. It's his first opportunity, and those guys are performing, and that's really the bottom line is how your guys perform and if you can get the most out of them. And right now I think they're doing a nice job. So far, so good.
Kyle, do you feel like the offense can be a little more explosive this time?
Oh, yeah, always. You know, you're always looking for more explosive plays. But, you know, relative to where we are at spring ball, it's a pretty stingy defense they're going against. But yeah, that's what we lacked last year as well, is explosive plays on offense. And we're constantly trying to get to the point where we're getting more of those.
How do you balance the idea of big play capability versus a little bit of bad decisions sometimes? Is it worth the trade-off at quarterback?
Well, I think you got to have a lot of confidence in your quarterback and he's going to put the ball in places where, you know, if it's not us that's going to catch it, nobody's going to catch it. So that's a that's a situation where it's a case-by-case basis. I think right now, Tyler Huntley, he's a really dynamic player, and he's not afraid to put the ball up in any situation, and sometimes he's got to make a little more judicious decisions, but it's great to see his aggressiveness and his confidence.
You bring up judicious, and it seems like Cox, in a lot of those red zone situations all spring, seems to kind of find that the right balance to make good decisions.
He has. He's shown a lot of poise, and like I said, he's playing his best football since he's got here, and he's been able to stay healthy. That's the key. He's been out here the whole 3 weeks, and I don't know if he's been able to complete a spring since he's been here, and so this is what he's capable of. It's just, in the past, it's been a matter of him not being on the field.
Sorry, also I came in on the tail end of this, but Troy, what's the status of him?
He will not be able to finish spring. So in the short term, he's out, but in the big picture, in the long term, he should be just fine.
Good. And I also came in a little late. You mentioned Corey Butler-Bird. Is there anybody else that's not going to be finishing spring that
started? Not that we haven't already addressed. Yeah, there were several guys that were not going to be involved at all, and then the guys that we've already, I think we've covered every guy that is not going to be able to finish. At all. J.J. Dielman's iffy. And he could probably finish, but we'll probably keep him out. Hmm. You know, just voluntarily, because he's got nothing to prove. I mean, he's a guy that's played a lot of football for us. There's no reason to push it to get him out here any sooner than we need to.
Who's your returners right now?
Booby Hobbs would return punts if we had to do it tomorrow. And kickoff return is still a work in progress.
Yeah. It's kind of tough to replace the production, especially with Corey out for the...
Yeah, very tough. And Corey Butler-Bird would probably be our kickoff returner had he not got injured, but right now it's up in the air. But it's going to be tough to replace Covey. I mean, he was second most yards in the Pac-12 last year, just overall yardage. And so we got to find someone to pick up that slack, and it looks like Booby is the guy.
Kyle, last year, you after every game, you said you got to improve the throw game.
Yep.
Do you have any idea in your mind as far as a percentage of throw versus run? What's your philosophy in that?
Overall, where we'd like to be, 50-50. I think balance, I think just about not every coach, Mike Leach, would not like to be 50-50, but I think that if we can establish a 50-50 ratio with one pass, I think that's the ultimate and keeps the defenses guessing. As a defensive coordinator, that's always the toughest to defend, as a team that is balanced and can do both.
Have you seen a change with the wide receiver group since holidays?
They're working hard. They've had a great work ethic. Their focus has been outstanding. We still need to make a lot more plays, but things aren't going to change overnight. You got to give him a chance for his presence and his teaching to get some traction. And I think that's starting to happen, but we're just in the infancy of that.
Are there any players that are going to be arriving in fall camp that'll figure into the return battle?
There's several that returned in high school, but I can't say for sure that they will, but they'll get opportunities come fall. Yes.
Just taking a step outside the field, have you any thoughts on the NCAA ruling on satellite camps?
We have utilized those the last few years, and we think it's been a positive for us. But to be honest with you, if it's there, we'll utilize it. If it's not, we're not going to lose any sleep over it. We'll just follow the rules and do our deal. And there was many, many years where there was no satellite camps. And so it really, as long as everybody's on a level playing field and, there's no advantages or disadvantages, by conference or anything like that, I think it's fine. So I don't know if that's an opinion, but that's my thoughts on that.
Thank you.